So I'm presuming you've realised that we're thinking about the ascension of Jesus. 40 days after his death and resurrection, he ascends into heaven. And those four youngsters have just portrayed what happened. And we've already joined in with the actions earlier on, haven't we, in that reading at the beginning. So thank you. On entering heaven, Jesus was made King of heaven and earth, and he's now reigning as the most important king of all. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we're going to just think very briefly about the sort of King of Kings that King Jesus is. And so this is where you need your piece of paper with the three P's facing you, and a pen of some sort, because you've got to fill those three P's in as we mention it. So this is where some of you will have to multitask. Who's got a pink card? Who's got a pink card? If you hold it up, brilliant. Now if you'd like to come to the front with it, because this is going to tell us one of the words that will help us think about Jesus as King of Kings. And this tells us something about his character. This tells us something about his character. Coming up, because we need another P. Okay, who can work out the word? Who can work out what the word is? Perfect. Perfect, is that the answer, or is that what? Okay, so we need the capital P, that's you, Jordan. We need you to go at the other end. Let's see if we can make the word in the right order. Jordan, can you come up this end for me, please? 100%. Yeah, because you've got the capital letter at the beginning. So let's see if we can do P-E-R. Let's have the F, Felicity. Do you want to come in here? E, brilliant. We need a little C in here. Excellent, thank you very much. So that's your first P that you need to fill in. This is something about Jesus, the King of Kings, his character. He was perfect. There was nothing unkind or proud or rude or selfish or mean about Jesus. And we saw that while he was on earth as well. And there's lots of words that can help us understand a bit more about Jesus and describe how perfect he was. And this is where I've got another four people that I have asked to help me stitch up, really, if they like to come to the front, because they are going to read. So I have the first two at the lectern here, and then the second two, if you like to stand here, three and four. One, two, three, four. So hopefully these people are going to tell us some of the characteristics of Jesus. Okay, Jesus was
loving.
Jesus is good.
Jesus is faithful.
Jesus is wise.
Jesus is gentle.
Jesus is just.
Jesus is holy.
Jesus is forgiving.
Jesus is selfless.
Jesus is honest.
Jesus is compassionate.
So, we have a few of the characteristics of Jesus that makes him perfect. Have you all written perfect as your first P? Brilliant. If you'd like to just go back to your seats, we'll collect the cards in at the end. Excellent. Thank you very much. So, Jesus is perfect. And then we should know what to do now. If you are holding a yellow card, if you'd like to hold it up, and then if you'd like to come up with it, let's see if we can make another word that begins with P. So if you've got the P, you might know where to stand. Let's see who can work out with these letters a word that describes Jesus's character. Anybody manage to work out a word? The second letter is an L, not an I. And the U is upside down. Brilliant. Thank you. Apart from that, no, we're not. Pardon? Powerful. Brilliant. This is powerful. So do you think we can get into the right order? Power. P-O. That's an L. That's an L. It hasn't got a dot on the top, has it? P-O-W. E-R. E-R. F-U-L. Brilliant. So Jesus is powerful. So that's your second P that you need to write down. When Jesus was on earth, he said to his disciples, with God, all things are possible. And that was when the rich young man asked how he could find eternal life. And Jesus said it was hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. And they said to Jesus, well, who can enter the kingdom of God? And we think about powerful people nowadays, powerful kings or powerful people, and they do often use their power in the wrong way. We only have to look at the events in Manchester or Egypt this week. But Jesus used his power to save other people, to bless them, and to bring about his good and his loving purposes in our lives. So, King Jesus is powerful. Brilliant. You've all got that written down as your second P. Thank you very much. Off you go. And we'll collect the cards in at the end. If you've got a blue card, hold it up. Oh, we've got... And if you'd like to come up with it, and we'll see if we can work out our third P. Excellent, thank you very much. So, we've sussed out, if you've got the P, you know where to stand. Well done. Let's see if we can work out, Wayne, come on. See if we can work out what this last word is. So, there is a P-E-E-U-R, oh yeah, okay. Anybody got any idea what that word is? Pardon? Pardon? Well done, Freya. Present. Present. The U's upside down. Jessica, come on, up the other way round. That's a U.
It's a U.
No, it isn't. It is an N. Sorry, you're right. Apologies. Right, Jackie, where's Jackie? Next time we'll have to do little dots so I know which way the letters go, all right? Yes, so Jesus is present. Thank you very much. I think you all get more points than me on that occasion. Wait a minute, excuse me. I didn't say you could go back to your seats. No. You lot get more points than me. So Jesus' very last words on earth in Matthew 28, we hear, surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. If we went to see any other king or queen, we would have to have an appointment. We would have to prepare. We'd probably have to wait for an invitation. But with the King Jesus, he's always with us by the power of the Holy Spirit. And he's promised never to turn anyone away who comes to him. And so we can rely on him. He's always available to help us and to lead us. So King Jesus is present with us now. It says in my notes now, you can go back to your seats. Thank you very much. Brilliant. So... hopefully you've all got on your bit of paper. Can we go back to the last one? Perfect, powerful, present. And that is Jesus with us today. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And Jesus is worthy of our worship, isn't he? And that means that we need to put Jesus first place in our hearts and our lives. And we're to love him above everything. And I spoke a little bit about that last week, didn't I? Jesus needs to be more important than anything else in our lives as we prioritise what we do and where we are. He's worthy of our worship, and he should come first in our lives. So Jesus should come first in our lives, and we should also obey and do the things his way. We all need to obey people, from the very smallest, and children, as you're at school, you obey your teachers, and at home, sometimes you obey your parents. But adults, we have to follow instructions. We have to follow instructions of bosses, road signs as we travel around. We all have people that we need to obey, but we do need to obey Jesus as well. He's the most important one that we should obey. He's a good shepherd, and he will lead us on paths that are safe. And so when Jesus tells us to do something, either through the Bible or directly, we do need to obey. Thank you. So if I have the next picture. So one of the things that Jesus has told us all to do, he told those disciples, and he's told all of us as he ascended into heaven, to go and to tell the good news about him and his love. So we've celebrated Ascension on Thursday. Are we individually willing to obey King Jesus? Because, thank you, next picture, one day Jesus is going to come back to earth. He is going to come back as king, and he is going to judge. And we don't know when this will be, but we do need to be ready. So are you willing to allow Jesus to be first in your life, to obey him and to honour him and to worship him? Each of us needs to be ready. Amen.